is Willie Terry, a Roman labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk magazine. And today I'm at the labor temple in the office of the Reverend Ibrahim Pedrillion, who's president of the Albany County Central Federation of Labor and the American Postal Worker Union Local 390. And how you doing?
Well, it's a rainy day, but we're smiling in the sunshine, right?
Right.
of labor power.
I hear you. Now, I know you're a very busy person because you're the president of two major organizations in the capital region. Before I get started with, any of the other specific questions I have, why don't you tell us something about those organizations and your role in those?
Sure, sure. I'll go chronological. So I started off becoming the president of the Albany County Central Federation of Labor. The Albany County Central Federation of Labor, or the Albany Labor Council, a delegate body from 40 union locals representing 30,000 union members in Albany County. So any union can send delegates based on how many members that they have to the Labor Council, and that body can work on resolutions, can work on organizing campaigns, not in the sense of organizing them into the Labor Council, but organizing campaigns as in supporting other unions or other locals, or just training people on what organizing looks like and how to build power for workers. That's the Labor Council that meets the first Wednesday of every month, unless we change it, which we've had to do a few times because I was traveling and then I was sick, and they decided that I was important to be there, which was sweet of them. I feel superfluous sometimes. I'm also the president, as you mentioned, Willie, of the American Postal Workers Union Local 390. That covers both Albany and the Plattsburgh area. So we've got about 60 out of the 65 offices in the 129 zip code. So it's pretty much from Westport all the way up to Rouse's Point, and then all the way over to like Brushton and Cranberry Lake. So it's a pretty wide area. It covers most of the Adirondacks.
How many workers?
So up there, it's a smaller number just because the offices are very spread out. So we've probably got about 80 workers up there. And then down here in Albany, we cover the Processing and Distribution Center. And that is has challenges in and of itself that are coming down the pike because of the Postmaster General and because of new postal policies and lots of things. But we cover about 500 folks down in Albany City. So we cover the stations and branches, any place that you go in to get a stamp. We also, though, have a vehicle maintenance facility. We have obviously drivers that come in and out of the facility, and then we've got maintenance folks as well, and mail processing clerks. So a whole bunch of folk that we cover here in Albany.
So what's your role in that process?
You
have to do what?
So my job is a bulk mail technician. So I deal with massive quantities of mail. So whether that's the Solidarity Committee newsletter coming in, whether that's the Department of Motor Vehicles, or the Department of Tax and Finance, or any number of large mailers that send out bulk quantities of mail. Really, anything that you get that doesn't have a stamp on it, I've probably touched.
Well, I was meaning the union.
Absolutely. But I don't do that role anymore, so I'm a full-time officer.
Right.
So as a full-time officer, right, now we're getting a can of worms, more like a bucket of worms, just because it's so much. So I'm in charge of all the legal, financial, kind of vision of the union, plotting out the calendar, working through the different projects that we have in terms of grievances and trainings, and we're hosting the National President's Conference here in the fall. And so there are always more things on my to-do list at the end of the day than there are at the beginning, even though I knock out a good chunk of it. There's always more to do, and never enough time to do it.
Right. Yeah, when you do meetings and...
Oh, yeah, meetings, interviews, talking with politicians, and especially with a lot of the changes that are coming, we're needing to utilize our public allies a lot more, letters to neighborhood associations and folks who want to keep a vital and vibrant post office in their neighborhood.
Right. Now, I know one of the things I want to ask you is, mm-hmm. like, I remember last year, 2023, the labor was in the news a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, because of things they were doing.
Right.
So I want to ask you, what are some of the positive aspects of last year's issues mm-hmm. or movement in the labor, that labor was doing, and what were some of the downturn?
Sure, sure. Well, some of the downturns, anytime workers get power, that's when you know, big business and billionaires and corporations and companies and managers and bosses, that's when they start pushing back. I think that we're going to start to see prices keep rising. You look and you see that the profits for companies are ever increasing, and so are the prices. Well, there's a direct correlation between prices going up and profits going up. And incidentally, the workers' wages are staying the same. You know, now some of the unionized campaigns, I think, have really had an impact on wages. You've seen that companies are now kind of starting to voluntarily increase their wages because they have to. Because when a union wins, the union raises the floor, and then everybody has to kind of get there. And that's one of the reasons why managers and bosses and big business push back, because they don't want workers to win those things, because that means they have to pay out more money in wages and benefits. And so whenever we have those victories, it affects the workers, obviously, but then it affects the entire community, because now companies have to pay people more. So on our labor council meeting last night, we were introduced to the MIT living wage calculator. And for this area, a living wage is $22.33, and that's just MIT's calculation. Now, in terms of, when as prices go up, the living wage has to go up. The minimum wage in New York is what, $16. So there's that. I also think, to your question, the inspiration that unions and union victories have given to the public are really important.
Well, you were instrumental in the Starbucks.
Well, we tried to make sure that workers knew that we supported their unionization efforts. We're actually going to we're going to be having a meeting on May 1st at 10 a.m. at the New Scotland Starbucks, because they are one of the unionized Starbucks, and we want to just celebrate their unionization. They were one of the last ones in the Capital Region to announce. And so we're gonna be there on May Day, International Workers Day, at 10 a.m. I think Sean Fain, who's the president of the auto workers, he put forward that we should really be trying to put our contract end dates as May 1st, 2028. And so I know Troy Area Labor Council, they passed that resolution. We passed that resolution last night. And now that's something that we have to work for. It's an aspirational goal, but I think it gives us power when workers can stand together. And as you know, the ruling class in this country has really tried to separate workers from workers in other countries. And that's why we have our Workers' Day in September, but the rest of the world has their Workers' Day May 1st. And so, you know, Sean Fain, I believe, is truly trying to reunite the USA labor movement with the global labor movement. There was a really smart guy who said, you know, workers don't have a country because corporations don't have a country. All these multinational global companies, they can go wherever they want, which means they can exploit workers wherever they want. And so workers similarly don't have a country. All we have is our solidarity across class lines.
You talk about a lot of positive things. What was mm-hmm. some of the drawbacks?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, I think bosses started pushing back. I think unfortunately, you know, the news cycle is now just a whole lot of stuff on war and politics. So they're trying to change the narrative. They're trying to, like, make us forget those labor victories over the last year. I don't believe there are any drawbacks when labor has victories, but I know that it affects the ruling class. I know it affects the bosses and the billionaires, and they want to silence that, and they want to silence that with wars, and they want to silence that with political machinations and the BS coming out of Washington. They want to start, you know, talking about the presidential election. Right. And understandable, the presidential election matters. But also, you know, if all we care about is, you know, casting our vote one day in November and we forget what happens, you know, one day in October, 30 days in October, 30 days in September, you know, I think we do ourselves a disservice. Right. Our power is not one day a year. Our power is every day.